Quincy Ross is here. Quincy was here last April when we were talking about her campaign to stop a condo development on Juno Beach in Normandy, France. Juno Beach is where the Canadians landed on D-Day in 1944, and Quincy's grandfather, Bill Ross, was among them. The late Bill Ross, God rest his soul. And when Quincy heard that they were going to try to, a French developer was going to put up a condo project on Juno Beach, she said, "Oh, no, they're not." And she swung into action and she met with success. And Quincy is here this morning. Good morning, Quincy.
Good morning, Ted. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm amazing.
Yes, you are, as a matter of fact. And I know you didn't mean it the way that I mean it, but you are amazing. You spearheaded a campaign to stop a condo developer from building condos on sacred ground, and you were successful. You started a petition, and that's what you were here to talk about in April, and let's pick it up from there. Where did the petition go, and how does the story end?
Absolutely. So the way it works with the Government of Canada is that you need 500 signatures if you choose to do a digital petition for it to be presented in the House. And if it's presented in the House, you have your 500 signatures. The Government of Canada has to table a response within 45 business days. And so I chose our member of parliament where I live, Mr. Peter Schiefke, to represent me. And sure enough, I got the 500 signatures. Mr. Schiefke presented it in the House, ironically, on June 6th.
Wow.
Very ironically on June 6th.
Very appropriately on June 6th.
Very appropriately. 45 days later, I got a response, and it was a response that went over what the government had already done, some of the discussions they'd have, having a visit with the Minister of Veterans Affairs and multiple MPs over on Juno Beach with the Juno Beach Centre. And so it was a response that if I were to take a guess, they knew the outcome that was coming 2 weeks later when they sent that to me. And the outcome was that our government is contributing nearly $4 million to help the French government and the town of Courcelles-sur-Mer, which is Juno Beach, buy back the land from the developer.
That's great. Yeah. So you think the deal was already done even before Peter got up in the House of Commons and presented the petition?
Not before he got up. That was in June. But by the time I got a response, once he presented it 45 days later, I do think that they knew where things were going. And I think for the past 6 months, they've been trying to figure out what's a positive outcome for all parties involved. It's unprecedented that our government contributes some sort of financial money for property in another country. But although it's unprecedented, it's extremely warranted, given that we shed blood on
it's that. It's a no-brainer to me.
Exactly.
It's a no-brainer. It shouldn't have required a young woman from Saint-Lazare, Quebec, to start a petition.
Yeah.
It should have been right out of the gate as soon as it was apparent that these developers wanted to put up a condo project. Oh, no, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Not there.
There's one of my family friend and an acquaintance through remembrance, Rob Cullen in Toronto. He sent a message to my dad and he said, if you're going to storm a beach, you need a Ross involved.
There you go. Yeah. Have you been to Normandy, to Juno Beach?
I have multiple times.
With your grandfather?
I have.
Wow,
that
must have been special.
Yeah, and I'm thankful enough that I was old enough to remember bits and pieces of it with him, and I was there for the two last trips that he went over with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know if there were any other organized efforts, dedicated efforts like yours to stopping that condo project?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
This was spearheaded a year and a half before I even hopped on board by Cindy Clegg, who has a huge background in PR and communications. Her father also landed, from what I understand, and she started the Save Juno Beach initiative. And from that initiative, she set up a template online that would, as a citizen, you can go enter your MP's name, and it sends a templated mass email to all ministers and government that should be hearing about this. So they successfully sent, I believe it's close to 65,000 emails to government here and in France, with this platform. And only when it wasn't going anywhere and it was prolonging and it felt like, are we really going to come to a positive conclusion, did I hop on board and say, okay, let's try another route. And maybe if it gets verbalized in the House of Commons, it might put additional pressure.
And it sure did. Murr?
Yeah. Just so impressed that you can take on City Hall. So cool.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Not only City Hall, but hey, how about a government over in another country? And hats off to Peter. He's always been there. He's such an active MP, isn't he?
He's extremely active. He's extremely active and very much for his citizens.
Peter,
and I know he's going to resist it, but I'm going to say hats off to our Ted Bird too, because you were there giving it the publicity it deserved, Ted.
Absolutely. You, I really appreciate it. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you. Thank you, Murr. Thank you, Quincy. Yep. Peter is, I've said this about Peter before and I'll say it again, and I'm not a card-carrying member of any political party, but ideologically, I'm an old school, get a haircut, get a real job conservative. But I love Peter because Peter's in politics for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Peter's in politics for public service. Mm-hmm. He's in there because he wants to make his community a better place, mm-hmm. and he wants to improve and enhance the lives of the people who live in his riding. Mm-hmm. And this is a great example of what a politician should do.
And I'll go to the extent of saying when the news was officially released by the Government of Canada and the Minister of Veterans Affairs had his press conference, I got a personal call from Mr. Chiefkay to say congratulations. Okay. So you can't fake being there for your community.
Nope.
He really is.
Nope. Well done, Quincy.
Thank you, Ted.